Tech Talk, Pippa's Planet.
It's been, gosh, must be well over a year now since we first saw that terrible video of a sea turtle with a plastic straw lodged up its nose. It went viral globally. It caused a massive public outcry, and it helped to prompt the founding of a global campaign to refuse the plastic straw. We know plastic straws alone aren't the only cause of plastic pollution in the seas, but certainly they're a big part of the problem. If you've ever taken part in a beach cleanup, you will know that for a fact. So it's really gratifying to see support growing for this initiative and to hear of local restaurants, for example, who are joining the campaign and saying to their customers either no straw at all or let's offer you an environmentally friendly alternative. And if you're one of those restaurants, if you're one of their customers, if you want to talk to us about what you've done to stop using plastic straws and which alternative product you've tried out and what you thought of it, we'd love to hear from you. You can call me on 021-446-0567 or send an SMS to 31567. And we do like to focus on solutions on the show rather than just griping about problems. So with us in studio today, two people who are all about offering solutions. They are local suppliers of reusable products. Matthew Meyer of Stream Straws makes them out of glass, and Rob Fryer of Whale Coast Conservation offers an alternative made from stainless steel. It's great to have both of you with us. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for having us.
Before we talk about your individual products, let's talk about the nature of the problem. Rob, I mean, when I say plastic pollution is a big problem, the stats are horrendous, aren't they?
They are absolutely terrible. I mean, we read that there are something like 500 million per day disposed of around the world.
Half a billion straws per day. That's in America alone. Okay. So that's a tough figure to even wrap your head around. And we know they're ending up in landfill. They're ending up in the oceans. They're ending up in the guts of fish and turtles and other sea life. So obviously, it's very simple to say, just don't use them. But people are used to having something to sip their drink through, which is why the need arose for an alternative. Matthew, you came to this business from the other side. You were actually, I believe, in the restaurant business yourself and realized you wanted to use something other than plastic, and you were struggling to find an alternative.
Yeah, so we had a juice bar in Cape Town, and from the start wanted to move away from plastics, and only alternative in Cape Town at the time was paper straws. At the time, we had massive, we were proud of our juices, and 5 minutes in the juice, the paper straws immediately got soggy.
Yeah.
So looking for alternatives, there was nothing around. This was early 2016, and how we came about the product was there was a nutritionist at the time, David Wolf, a YouTube celebrity, mm-hmm. and watching a video making juices, next thing out of his pocket, whipped a glass straw. Massive light bulb moment. Started working, developing the product immediately from there. Found local suppliers that were bringing the type of glass that we needed into the country. Playing around with it from like little chemistry set Bunsen burners that wasn't burning nearly hot enough to bend or melt the glass, to working with local glass artists in Woodstock or Biscuit Mall, who led us in the right direction of what we needed, to setting up a studio at home where we're making thousands of straws at the moment. So it's not massive. Like, I think last year we did like 6,000 straws, but still it's in a massive direction.
It's a good start, absolutely. I mean, Penny's just WhatsApped us saying, I'm so glad you're having this conversation. I love the natural environment, the forests, the oceans and the mountains. The saddest thing I saw on TV the other day was a beautiful huge turtle swimming, photographed with a straw stuck far up one nostril. Imagine swimming around like that. Penny, exactly. Imagine. Just imagine. Somebody else saying, I recently visited Sri Lanka and most bars there only use glass straws. It was absolutely great. Now, okay, so 6,000 last year. You're obviously manufacturing here in Cape Town. How many job opportunities have been created by this process?
Well, at the moment, I'm employing two guys at the moment, but obviously outsourcing engraving to a small company in Salt River, purchasing all of our hemp from Emporium. So it's hopefully it will grow more.
Okay.
And there's massive potential for...
And the hemp, I assume, goes into the packaging, the boxes that the glasses are coming
there,
in.
That is the
okay.
hemp seed,
yeah. We've taken some photographs, which my producer is going to tweet, so you can take a look at what they look like. I've already had an SMS from someone saying that Stable at 65 Loop in Cape Town stocks the Stream stores, and they're absolutely amazing. I immediately hear people worrying about glass, saying, what if you bite too hard on the straw? If you're like me and you're a bit of a nervous drinker, you might accidentally chew on it. Is it a safe thing to use?
Well, immediately, if you're a red wine drinker, then you won't have red stained teeth.
Okay.
But for children, I think the only reason that they're biting down is just maybe because it's soft. There's on the other side, there's dentists that are saying children should be drinking from straws because it develops mouth motor skills. So, lip seal and coordination between sucking, breathing, and develop speech earlier on in children. So there's a whole other side to benefits of straws, but then obviously plastic.
Yeah. So, okay. So if you can find a way to keep the straw and just do it in a way that's not going to end up as part of the ocean pollution problem, you're on to a winner. Rob, let me bring you into the conversation at this point. You're sitting with the one that I use in front of you, which is the little stainless steel one. And the thing I love about it is that it comes with its own straw cleaner built into it, right, which is very nice. How did you get involved in this concept?
Well, I'm the general manager of Wild Coast Conservation, and we're an environmental services organization. And one of the things that we've been doing for a number of years is participating, in fact, coordinating international coastal cleanup exercises. Mm-hmm. And straws are one of the sort of top of the list items that have been found along the coastline, along with cigarette butts and what have you. And we've started a campaign in the town to try and eradicate straws. And of course, there are people, a lot of the people are accepting that you don't actually have to have a straw when you go to a restaurant. Mm-hmm. You can sip it. But if you start saying, you know, here's a Dom Pedro, you know, sip this out the glass, it doesn't quite
feel the
quite
same.
Feel
yeah.
the same. So there is a need for straws. And so we've been trying to get people to get their minds around using paper straws, and the new generation paper straws that are coming into the country are much better than the old ones. They don't go soggy, they don't go soft quite so quickly, and they are biodegradable. But there is a demand for stainless steel straws, and people are importing stainless steel straws from America. Mm-hmm. And they're selling for, you know, 70 rands upwards. I've seen some over 100 rand per straw. So there was a bit of a pushback. Mm. So I started looking around to see, well, can't we source stainless steel straws locally? And to my surprise, no. No locally manufactured straws at that stage, which is about 18 months ago now. So I then started looking around to see whether I could source material that we could manufacture straws from. And this is an industrial stainless steel pipe. Mm-hmm. And it requires a lot of work to polish it up, and a little bit of work just to bend it. Mm-hmm. And it takes a bit of time also to make sure that it's properly cleaned down the bore for the first time. Once you've done that for the first time, then the straw is
good to go.
So we're able to sell them for around 40 rand each for a small quantity. For a larger quantity, we could look at a lower price.
Economies of scale coming to bear there,
but,
yeah.
There are obviously concerns about hygiene, cleaning them. Mm-hmm. And so they're not, I don't think, going to be a popular item in restaurants as such, because it's not an easy item to clean. But for individuals who want to have a straw and don't want to give up the habit of using a straw, to have a couple of these in your bag,
in your private home or in your bag, yeah,
or wherever, it's not an issue.
Okay, so it's great to hear that you found a local solution for an expensive imported product. Yeah. What I love about what both of you are doing is the way it flips the concept of the throwaway generation, if I can call that, although we've had throwaway generations, I should say, plural now, for some time, but changing the mindset of things that we use once and toss without thinking about the long-term impact of what it costs to manufacture it and what it will ultimately cost to the planet. So, as you say, maybe not practical en masse in a restaurant setting, but if we could get everyone into the habit of thinking that way in their own home, imagine the difference. I've done a couple of those coastal cleanups, and I've got to say the two things you pick up the most of, in my experience, are little earbud sticks and plastic straws. So that's at least one part of the problem won over. Matthew, how much does the glass variant cost?
So there's a pack of two, that will come with a cleaning brush as well. Mm-hmm. And we have two different thicknesses. So there's a 10 millimeter diameter for juices, and then a 12 millimeter for smoothies. Sorry. The juice set, the skinny set, ranges from 200 to the smoothie set, which is the thickest straws, which is in a bent variation, which is 230 rand.
Okay.
So it's quite expensive, but each of our sets come with a lifetime guarantee. So if you do manage to break it, if it breaks in the dishwasher or whatever, mm-hmm. send us a photo of how it broke and we'll sort
it. And you'll replace it, really. So they can go in the dishwasher. Okay, would that work on your stainless steel ones, Rob?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, yes. That's good to know as well. Okay, so here's someone who's invested in both of your products, both metal and glass doors, and says, I keep them in a linen bag together with the brush cleaner in my handbag. I use them daily. I buy them for my friends for their birthdays whenever I can, and single-use plastics should simply no longer be available. Anonymous, thank you for that SMS. I'm going to ask you both to pop your headphones on so that you can hear our caller, Kerry, who has given us a call from Maitland. Kerry, thanks for dialing in. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Pippa. Thanks very much. Sorry, guys. I'm talking on my car phone because I've got my little seven-month-old in the car. Mm-hmm. I was just listening to your show now, and you brought up the photo of the turtle with the straw. I mean, I saw the video of them pulling it out, and it was horrific. So we are a family company called Clifton Products, and we're based in Maitland. We are a packaging company, and we wanted to try and help contribute towards the packaging for the guys that are doing the glass and the stainless steel straws in any way that we can.
That's amazing.
So they could get in contact with us. We've got a Facebook page. It's called Clifton Products, and then they could just send us a message there, and then we can see what we can do together.
Kerry, thanks so much for that kind offer. I'm putting you back to my producer, Amy. I'm going to ask her to take your detail, and we'll pass it on to both Rob and Matthew as they leave the studio today so that hopefully you can become part of the solution. I love that kind of response, saying, I like that, and I think I can help, so let's make it happen. Lara WhatsApping to say, my 15-year-old daughter challenged me over the December holidays to go no straws, and it was a successful challenge. We are both still not going back. That's good. Good for you, Lara. Hope you can keep it up. A couple of people asking about cleaning, given the water problem. Obviously, anything that has to require water to clean it is something to be concerned about in the current climate. But you both said it can pop into a dishwasher. You both said they come with a correctly sized brush. So you're not going to be – you don't want people sitting, I assume, holding them under running water.
Not absolutely not.
Okay.
But because the glass is clear, you can immediately – if you take it to a restaurant, what it is, I just tell the waiter to rinse it out – it's very, as soon as it's rinsed, then it comes back to me. You can see it's clean. Put it back in the temp bag. If I'm at home, you can immediately tell if it's clean. Just rinse water through with a cleaning brush once or twice, and then it's
and
clean.
And catch the water on the other end to use for flushing the loo. Simple as that. Okay. As I'm telling everyone to do with every piece of water that they use. Thank you, Mervyn, telling us the Fireman's Arms right here in the CBD have started offering biodegradable cornstarch straws. Yeah, I mean, there are other options out there. Rob, they can also be manufactured from bamboo, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, bamboo is an option. I don't personally think the bamboo is a long-term solution because cleanliness, hygiene, I think, is an issue with those.
Okay.
Cleaning, if you look down, even a brand new one, you see that there's little fibrous inclusions inside. So it's a good material, but I think not as clean as glass and stainless steel. Corn plastic is not actually biodegradable. There's there's a lot of misconception about that. It breaks down, but it takes 100 to 1,000 years, they say, in a landfill before cornstarch will break down. So,
maybe rethink that one.
A lot of misconception around those particular cornstarch straws.
A message saying these straws would be great in hospitals, for example. Is that something that either of you considered and had any talks about?
No, I haven't actually approached any of the hospitals.
Matthew?
It has been brought up before, and I'm yet to actually contact a hospital or speak to anybody where we can actually help out.
Okay, but perhaps the next big growth opportunity there. Amanda in Milton's just messaged saying, I've ordered a set of soft silicon straws from China. I'm still waiting for them to arrive, but I am refusing single-use straws in the meantime. Well, I'd be interested to hear the feedback once they do get here, Amanda, and I hope they do get here, as to what they like to use. But she said something very important there, the importance of just saying no when the plastic alternative is offered. So if you're in a setting where there isn't the option of a stainless steel or a glass one, Rob and Matthew, I'm sure sure you'd agree you would simply want the customer to say, you know what, I've got a set of lips, I'll drink out the glass.
Absolutely. In fact, in Hermanus, we've got about 20 restaurants that have signed a pledge now, mm-hmm. and they show a little sign in their window or on their door as you come in, saying that we are a no straw facility. And so, you know, and I think as you know, around the world, there's such a pushback now. Mm. There are places like Scotland and various other places that have actually banned straws and banned other plastic drinking, single-use plastic items. And the same goes for plastic spoons, plastic knives, and so on. There's if you look at the figures for those, there are more of those issued actually globally than there are plastic straws, and those are being thrown away as well. And so there's a whole re-education of people to get their mindset around, you know, if you're going to be going to a takeaway and sitting on the beach, don't leave home without
take your own knife and fork with you and take it back in your bag.
And if it's bamboo, those are the sort of thing that bamboo does very well.
It's ideal for I want to thank both of you for joining us today. The time has absolutely flown past, and I'd like to leave our listeners with an idea of where they can order these products from you. Let's start with you, Rob. If somebody would like to order the stainless steel version from you, how do they do that?
They can look us up on the internet, Whale Coast Conservation. It's whale, that's the fish that swims, mm-hmm. the big one.
The mammal.
And we're located in Hermanus, and you'll find us on the internet there.
Okay, and Matthew?
We have our own website, streepstraws.com. Otherwise, a bunch of stockers that you can also see on our website, where we are Faithful to Nature Wellness Warehouse Cafes nationwide.
And I know you're running a special discount this week on the back of this interview, so worth noting.
Moment, for the weekend, all sales after this, we'll do a 20% discount for the weekend.
Well, I want to thank both of you for popping in, and Matthew in particular, thanks for the smoothie with the glass straw that I'm going to test run during the Eyewitness News headlines. I'll give you some feedback if I can still speak after drinking it in a huge hurry. Great to meet both of you, and congratulations. Keep up the good work in saying no to the straw.
Thank you.
Thanks to the plastic straw, that is.